Now, You Ought to Know with Dave Serio on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD.
Entertaining car advice that you need and your phone calls on our nationwide toll-free line, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Now, Dave Serio.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. It's a blessing to be with you. Looking forward to talking to you. Live broadcast the 30th of March, and live broadcast, we would love to talk to you at 1-866-96-TALK-CARS. 866-968-2552. That's the toll-free number to call and be a part of the show. Toll-free from anywhere in the country, whether you're listening in Frederick, Hagerstown, maybe even Pennsylvania, D.C., West Virginia, no matter where you're listening from, you can call us toll-free at 866-96-TALK-CARS. Toll-free number, 866-968-2552. You Ought to Know is brought to you by BG Products and Services, quality products and services used by trained technicians to improve the longevity of your vehicle. For example, transmission fluid exchanges, coolant exchanges, power steering fluid exchanges, and more. And BG is so confident that they will extend the life of your vehicle, they'll guarantee your engine and transmission for as long as you own your vehicle, just by having BG services performed as recommended. For more information, go to the website bgprotectedforlife.com or call them toll-free 1-800-327-8883. BG Products and Services. We've got Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop on the line. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Dave. I'm having a little difficult time hearing you, but we'll work with it.
Well, let me tell you something. You cannot work any worse than what I've been working with all day, so I'll judge there and raise you on that one. I did a show from a cell phone, to give you an idea. So anyway, how are you, mister?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good. So you had a good day at Hunt Valley today, I hear.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get out of here.
I can't blame you, man. Over 700 cars?
Yeah, they closed a lot down at 8:30. So it's starting to thin out now. We're down to probably 500.
Wow, that is amazing. It's great when a little warmer weather happens. It really is nice.
Yeah, I think everybody got sick and tired of the cold and the rain, and this is the only sunny, warm day we're going to have this week for a little bit. So everybody's out.
There you go. So anyway, what's going on in the world of detailing, mister?
All right. Well, we're going to talk about safely cleaning your wheels and tires, and then I got several car shows that are coming up now that the weather's breaking. We'll talk about those, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Go for it, mister.
All right. Wheels and tires. Really either make the appearance of the car or detract from the appearance of the car, so you want to keep up on those. You want to use the correct cleaner for your wheels. If you have factory wheels, they're usually painted the same way your car is, meaning the color is put on and then a clear coat is put over top of that. So you want to use the same care that you use on your paint. You want to use that on the wheels. So start with car wash and a soft, microfiber wash mitt and some soft brushes. And if that's not getting the trick done for you, then you want to move into a wheel cleaner. Now, you want to either use a wheel cleaner that says safe for all wheels, or you want to use a chemical called iron and fallout remover. And I use Griot's iron and fallout remover. And what that will do is attack the brake dust only. It will not damage the calipers, or the rotors, or the hoses, anything like that. You want to stay away from anything that's acid-based, because that will damage your hoses and your calipers. I've seen calipers on Porsches and Mercedes that the dealership has used acid on to do it really quickly, and it's taking the paint right off the calipers. So you don't want to go into that kind of trouble. If you have aftermarket wheels, I always tell people, find out what the aftermarket wheel manufacturer recommends. So that way you're not doing any damage to an expensive set of wheels. As far as tires, I found two products that really work really, really well to clean old tire dressing and the browning off the tires, and that is Wesley's Bleach White and Griot's Rubber Cleaner. They won't damage anything, and they just do a really good job of getting the tire perfectly clean so you can put your tire dressing on. Now, tire dressing, that's a matter of preference. I like my tires to look like matte finish black. I don't like them to look like a glazed donut all shiny and slimy. But if that's your preference, If that's your preference, that's totally up to you. But and they have aerosol tire dressings. They have water-based, solvent-based, liquid tire dressings that you can wipe on. So whatever your preference is, that's what you should use. So if you keep up on your wheels and your tires, the car will look a whole lot better.
Very good. Very good.
Okay.
Now, when we come back, we want to talk about your the car shows that are coming up in the area, which, surprisingly enough, this early in the season, we've got a lot on the market there.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Now, your information, 410-833-1632. That's the number you can contact Mike during the week. If you have a question about detailing or a question about his business, you're welcome to give him a call, 410-833-1632. A lot of the answers are probably already on the website, theshineshopautodetailing.com. And don't forget, it's good to follow Mike and Lena Lambert on Instagram and also Facebook. A lot of before and after pictures and get an idea of what they're working on. All good stuff.
Gotta wave my car.
So, Mike, we're going to take a real quick break.
Car.
Mike, you're still on the air. We're going to take a real quick break. Back in just a few moments. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know. Every Saturday morning, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Phone lines are open at 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's 866-968-2552. Brought to you by BG Products and Services and Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Be right back.
Next level up, they add the hot wax and they'll towel dry it. Getting the wheels cleaned is another upgrade. Once in a while, you might splurge, have the inside dusted and vacuumed. After that, you get into the stratosphere of car cleaning, not even called cleaning anymore. It's called detailing. It's expensive, and you got to leave the car with them, sometimes for the whole day, sometimes for longer. They might have to take the seats and the carpeting out. Hey, don't look at me. You're the guy who drove over the speed bump while drinking a bottle of eggnog. But here's my point. When you go out for the evening, you're having an exterior wash, your wife is being detailed. You're not putting on foundation and blush and lip gloss and eyeliner and mascara, fingernail polish, toenail polish, shaving your legs and your armpits and who knows what all. You're having an exterior wash. You're sort of clean and still wet. She's having the deluxe treatment and it takes time. Stop complaining. You're not the victim here. When she looks good, you look good. When you lead her into the party by the hand, she's the showboat, you're just the tug.
The one and only Red Green and his analogies with life. We played that for Michael Lambert. I get a kick out of that with the detailer guy, the eggnog. You've run into that, I'm sure, many times, Mr. Mike, right?
Dave, I'm having a lot of trouble hearing you, but we'll go with it.
Okay. All right, sir. All right. Well, tell us what's going on with the car shows in the area, mister. What do you got for us?
Okay. I apologize for before. I had a young lady that wanted to squeeze her three-wide stroller between Bruce and my cars with her two dogs, so we had to say something.
I understand. That's not a problem. Been there and done that at car shows. It is amazing.
Okay. Okay, so we have on the 31st of March the Spring Car Show at Bowie Marketplace, 15501 Annapolis Road, from 9 to 3, registration until noon, which is $20, and that benefits the St. Jude's Children's Hospital. On Sunday, April the 7th, we have Johnny's Tavern 5th Annual Car Show at 39 Main Street in East New Market, and that starts at 9. They'll have food and 50-50, and it benefits Heroes Haven.
Gotcha.
And on Sunday, April the 7th, we have the 32nd Annual Coming Out Car and Bike Show at 29946 Three Notch Road in Charlotte Hall, Maryland, which I believe is on the Eastern Shore. And that's from 8:30 to 3. Registration until noon is $20. And now I want you to listen to this.
Okay.
They're giving dash plaques to the first 500 cars. So apparently this is an extremely large show.
I would say so.
You might want to get there early.
I would say so, yes.
Yes, and all, it doesn't say what charity, but all proceeds go to charity.
Good.
And then we have one that we got this morning, which is breaking news. If we have been lost in the 50s car club, is starting their cruise-ins on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. every Saturday at the Brewster's Ice Cream Shop in Glen Burnie. Apparently, they've had to move locations, so they wanted everybody to know.
Very good. Very good.
Okay.
You know, surprisingly, this year seems to be, well, I think it's probably because of all the rain last year, possibly, but it seems like this year everybody is ready to go with car shows a little sooner than normal.
I believe so, yeah. We've got a bunch of them coming up in April, and then, of course, May and June, July, it just takes off.
Yep, so it's very good. Hey, glad to see that. And, of course, today was a good day for a car show. Hunt Valley Horsepower did very well.
Yeah, they did. I think all the cars and coffees this weekend will be busy.
Okay, sounds good, mister. Thank you so much, okay?
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it.
Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop, 410-833-1632. Give him a call if you've got a question about detailing and ceramic coatings and the like. And, of course, follow him on the web at theshineshopautodetailing.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Mark on the line. Good morning, Mark. Was it Mark? I apologize if it wasn't. Hello,
this is Gary. If you're talking to me,
I'm Gary. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you're talking to me. I thought I'm still listening to the radio.
It's my fault because it's the wrong name. Good morning, Gary. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Dave. Thank you.
Good.
I got a vehicle that doesn't run.
Okay, let's talk about that guy.
All right, it's a 2004 Dodge Ram with a V8 4.7 in it.
Okay,
I believe it's a fuel problem because if I pull the intake air hose off and missed a little bit of gasoline into it, I can start it up and it'll sit there and run as long as I missed the gasoline vapor into it.
Then you're absolutely right. It is definitely fuel, no doubt.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what I have done so far.
Okay.
I've checked the fuse. I have power going to the fuse. The fuse is good. The fuse relay, I swapped it out with another relay.
Mm-hmm.
No problem or anything. It's low mileage, 80-some thousand miles.
Right.
And I use it very little, a couple times a year. And I keep in the gas tank, I keep the Startron fuel stabilizer in it.
Right.
And I've never had a problem with anything on it before. I just went out about 6 months ago to start it, and it didn't start. It always starts right up. Never had any other problems either, mechanical or otherwise. But this time it did not start.
Well, if you have power back to the fuel pump, and from what you
told me, I don't know that. I just have power at the fuse.
That's what you got to find out. But I would say the chances are you have a bad fuel pump or you're out of gas.
I'm out of gas. I got a quarter tank or more.
Well, that's what your gauge says, right?
Well, it does. I'm sure it does have that in it.
You got to make sure. Sometimes a gauge goes bad.
No, I had just put fuel in it about 8 months ago.
8 months ago?
Yeah. Well, I had problems about 6 months ago, and it's been this long for me to get to this point.
I got you. Okay.
It's not my only vehicle, so I'm not depending on it to drive. I just use it a couple times a year. Now, I suspect a fuel pump also. It's just that it's difficult for me to get to. I know where it's at.
Sure.
But it's difficult. What do I got to do, drop the tank?
Yes, sir. That's the only way to get to it, unfortunately.
I was really hoping you'd say something else, because that's what I suspected.
Yeah, a lot of the European and Japanese cars have access to fuel pumps through backseat areas or trunk.
Yeah, no.
Unfortunately, the American manufacturers, most of them do not.
I missed my Subaru. That was so easy.
Yes, it is. I mean, take a backseat out, it's right there. You know, it's simple. But unfortunately, the American manufacturers have never gone along with that logic, and they always have to drop the tank, and that's exactly what has to be done.
Normally in a car, you sit in there, you turn the key on without starting it, and you hear the fuel pump for a couple seconds.
Yes.
If I got somebody to listen by the tank, you think I might be able, if the fuel pump's actually operating, not saying it's operating correctly, but has power to it and all, you think I should, that person should be able to hear that noise also in the truck?
Well, if they do hear it, you're going to know for a fact it is a fuel pump problem, because you're going to know you have power back there. Chances are, if it's a fuel pump that's gone completely bad, you may not hear anything. So it could go either way on that. Sometimes they'll still make a humming noise. Other times there's no noise at all.
Yeah, because when I'm in the vehicle, I turn the key on, it doesn't give me enough time to run back there and check, and I can't hear it inside. It's insulated too well.
Correct. Yes. You have to get somebody on the outside. Yes.
Okay. What does it have? Like the cars that I'm familiar with, does it have a couple bands that go around the tank that I have to take the bolt off?
Two straps. Okay, and then drop her down. You're going to have to disconnect the filler tube, and then also, of course, the two straps. And you have to have the vehicle high enough in the area to get the tank down if you can.
Also, for me to fit underneath of it.
Well, if you can, you're only going to get a little bit of distance between the truck and the tank, but probably enough to get a fuel pump in and out.
Right.
The fuel pump's on the top.
So yeah, I can see it, but it's not enough room between the bed and the cab to get a hand back there.
Exactly. So yeah. got to release the bands and then also the filler deck. Yep.
Okay. That vehicle that year and everything, were there any common problems with a fuel system?
No, not unusual. And, of course, a vehicle of that age, a fuel pump going up is not unheard of. But, no, not normally any specific problems that I can think about.
Yeah, even with that low of a mileage, 80-some thousand, low 80s, age has more to do with it than actual use of the fuel pump.
Well, I hate to say this to you, but a lack of use really doesn't help the fuel pump, especially if the fuel pump's not in a lot of fuel. If you've been sitting there for a long time in a quarter tank or eighth of tank, the fuel pump doesn't get a lot of, sitting in fuel. It's better to sit in fuel than it is to be dry. So in that situation, you may have brought it on just a little bit because of the fact that the vehicle doesn't get used as much.
Yeah, but I do keep half tank or more, but I see what you're saying. How about the, does it have a filter on the fuel pump like the vehicles I'm used to?
The filter is before the fuel pump on the rail.
And so it's not a sock on the fuel pump or anything.
Well, there is a sock, but
I'm wondering whether that may have gotten glazed over from lack of stabilizer in the past years or something like that.
No,
and be clogged.
No, I don't think that's a problem. I don't think you're going to find a problem. That's going to come with the fuel pump, so you replace that, and I would recommend replacing the fuel filter at the same time.
Absolutely right. Yep. All right, well, thank you very much, Dave.
Gary, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, buddy.
See you later. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Good call from Gary, and we would love to hear from you just as well. It's just all you have to do is give us a call at 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's 866-968-2552. That's the toll-free number to call and be a part of the show. You Ought to Know, brought to you by Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Quality remanufactured engines, transmissions, and differentials with a 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. This warranty, of course, is covered at the place of installation, but you also can know that it is also covered throughout the country at other Jasper dealers. And the warranty is transferable. If you decide to sell your car or truck during the 3-year, 100,000-mile Jasper warranty, Jasper will transfer the balance of that warranty to the new owner at no charge, making your vehicle worth a lot more in the used car market. For more information, go to the website, jasperengines.com, or call toll-free 1-800-827-7455. Back with your phone calls and a whole lot more. You Ought to Know. Free Talk 930 WFMD.
On the map of Earth. But I'm just glad my parents gave me an easy-to-pronounce name like Daniel Nyman. Instead of some weird combination Indian-Japanese name like Sanjay Hajimoto. Or Mahatma Mitsubishi.
Well, as he mentioned, his name is Daniel Nyman, and a good comedian he is. I'm Dave Sirio. It's Saturday morning, and that means You Ought to Know. Free Talk 930 WFMD every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. to 11. Good to have on the line. Who am I speaking with this morning? Who's this?
I'm Jean.
Hi, Jean. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning.
Good.
Yes, very well. Gorgeous day, finally.
Very good.
Okay. I have an 04, a Sienna van.
Okay.
And I noticed a little when I'm coming out of the yard, I began to notice like a jerky-jerky stop-go, jerky-jerky thing in the steering wheel when I turn.
Okay.
Okay. And I took it over to the repair shop, Lou's.
Mm-hmm.
And they said you need a power steering rack.
Oh, boy.
And, yep. That's what I had them do.
Okay.
And they put in new power steering fluid. That's on my receipt here. Okay, and tie rods, outer tie rods,
right.
And they fixed the stabilizer link assembly and bushings, new bushings.
Okay.
And they opened it. Now, I got out this morning, and I'm turning out of my backyard, and I noticed a little bit of the herky-jerky, in the steering wheel again.
Okay.
It's like turn, stop, turn. Now, I don't know, what am I dealing with?
Well, you may have, the power steering rack was probably the cause of the problem, but unfortunately, sometimes with power steering systems as well as cooling systems of cars, you sometimes get a little domino effect. The power steering rack, if it's having a problem, the pump has had to work harder in order to push that fluid and keep the fluid working properly. It may have damaged the pump. So you may be getting a little bit of herky-jerky from the pump now where you were getting it from the rack before. There's a possibility. So need to go back to Lisa and talk to her over at Lou's, have them check it out and see exactly what's going on and try to have them duplicate the problem and see if it, you know, is the pump or it could be, you know, a bad rack and pinion. It does happen. Sometimes newer parts have a problem, but I think a good chance that it may be a power steering pump problem. And Lisa could probably take care of that for you at a reasonable price to try to help you out under these circumstances. But
it was a remanufactured steering rack assembly.
Well, they all are, and that's not a bad thing. That's the way they're offered, and that shouldn't be a problem. But I'd have her double check it just to make sure everything's okay with that, and then have her check out the power steering pump for you. Okay.
Okay. Good. All right. We'll see if we can get to the bottom of it. I mean, it's a little bit annoying to turn it and feel it, you know.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I can understand that completely. And it's something that Lisa doesn't want to have happen either. But she's very honest and very good to deal with, and I know she'll take good care of you.
Yeah, she's lovely. Lovely person. Okay. Well, good. Well, we'll deal with it.
Well, thank you very much, Jean. We appreciate the call. If you have any further questions, feel free to give me a call back, okay?
I sure will. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. We've got Craig Shipp on the line. Good morning to you, Mr. Craig.
It is a beautiful morning, and it's a warm day today up here in Frederick County.
Great.
And as usual, we've got a lot of things going on. So I've also released a couple of videos recently on the Frederick County Facebook page. So if they go to facebook.com/Frederick County, they'll be able to see those. Ones from Flamingo Pool Supply to get your pool ready for action because it's that time of the year.
Yep.
And speaking of that time of the year, another video is from Adventure Park USA. They've got some kind of camp for the kids that folks can sign up for, some kind of summer camps or whatever. So they got a little video talking about that. So a lot of fun stuff going on. And then I've got that event 8 a.m. Monday morning, the groundbreaking for Dynamic. Maybe they'll be on later talking about it, but if they aren't, I'm planning on going there and shooting a video.
Yep, I'm
8 a.m.
Yep.
Monday morning.
I'm hoping that, you know, he'll be back here and take care of that. That'd be great.
Yeah, so let's see. Let's look at the events real quick. We've got the Spring Mingle, Business Mingle. We talked about it, Searsville Mansion. That's April 4th. We've got Going Beyond Simulcast at my Mount Airy Bible Church on April 6th. I'm not sure exactly what they're doing there. Also on April 6th, the Little Gym is having an event to honor teachers. On April 7th, we've got an open house by David McGuire. So he's being creative, as I would call. He's being in motion here. He's got his open house for a beautiful home that he's got listed in Middletown right here on the calendar. So that's a smart man, if you ask me.
Yep, I agree.
We've got on April 14, we've got a spring bridal showcase also at Searsville Mansion. I'll tell you what, they have beautiful grounds there. I've mentioned it before, but, I mean, it's just a stunning place. And on April 20 is the Easter Bunny breakfast and egg hunt at Adventure Park where people can get free photos with the Easter Bunny.
There you go.
By yours truly. We've got on April 27, Coloring the Street. We talked about this before in Middletown, Maryland. So, again, I'm reading all of these right off the event listings. If you go to facebook.com/Frederick County and just click on events, you'll see this nice chronological listing here of all these events that you can choose from.
And I want to thank you, by the way. I was on your Skype program this week, and it was great. And where can people pick that up, by the way?
Yeah, you came in via Skype. That's
yes.
how we brought you in. It was a YouTube live stream.
Right.
And if they go to my Twitter, I did tweet out a link to it, so that's probably the easiest way to find it. And that is twitter.com/Craig Shipp, twitter.com/Craig Shipp, or at Craig Shipp.
Okay.
Or Shipp has two P's.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a link right there to it. Also, if you go to my YouTube channel and just click on videos, they're all in chronological order. So you'll see that video there. Yeah, that was a lot of fun, and I've been doing a number of live streams lately. I've been experimenting with a pretty nice setup with a multiple camera switcher and being able to bring guests in via Skype. And it's a lot of fun. You know, we've been doing live streaming for many, many years.
Oh yeah, you and I used to do it every Wednesday.
Yeah, we had that show Friday morning.
Uh huh.
Remember?
Yes,
we
I
had
do.
The Frederick Week with you were on often
yep,
as
that's
well.
Correct.
So yeah, but we're bringing it back, and we're actually looking for a location in Frederick County that wants to have their own, basically their own TV studio to do broadcasts out of. So we're casting about to try to find a good location for that.
Well, sounds good. We want to make sure you get contact. If you want to contact Craig, you can go craig@frederick.com or news@frederick.com. And, of course, you can go to facebook.com/Frederick County for all the stories. Hey, I appreciate it, Mr. Craig. Excellent job.
Thank you.
Glad we had a chance to talk to you today.
Great show. Take care, Dave.
Thank you so much, buddy. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Taking a break. Back in just a few moments. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning. Free Talk 930 WFMDs, You Ought to Know. Every Saturday morning, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930.
I'm just kind of making that was very good. Just a little fast. One other thing. See, this is a one-way street. Actually, that may have been even partially my fault, you see, but you were in the left-hand lane, and you were signaling left, and... I don't know, I just automatically assumed you were going to turn left. Same to you, fella!
What did you say?
I couldn't make out what he said. Mr. Webb, you want to get out of the stream of traffic coming at us? Pull in the alley there, anywhere! This is something not too many of the schools stress too much. We happen to think it's kind of important. It's called alley driving. You might drive around the alleys for the rest of the hour. I'll tell you what, there's a practice area not too far away from here. It might not be a bad idea if we went over there. Turn right here. That's the way. It will build up your confidence. Yeah, turn right here. Well, now that was my fault again, you see. I'm in at the corner. This man's lawn, you see. Sorry, sir. You want to back out, Mrs. Webb? Sorry, sir. Sorry. Yeah, he's going for the hose. Back out, Mrs. Webb.
Of course, that's Bob Newhart. Wow, that was a while ago on the Dean Martin Show. And I tell you, nobody does better audio comedy than Bob Newhart. Whether it was on record or whether it was on radio, you could just get the imagination. He did such a great job with that. Bob Newhart, of course, right here on Talk Free Talk 930 WFMD. Great to be with you. Live broadcast. I'm Dave Serio, the 30th of March. It's good to be with you. Got a few minutes left. We've got room for your phone calls at 866-96-TALK-CARS. 866-968-2552. It's a toll-free number, toll-free from anywhere in the country. Frederick, Hagerstown, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, D.C. It don't matter. Give us a call at 866-96-TALK-CARS. Talk cars. Well, another driver has been killed by an exploding Takata airbag inflator, bringing the worldwide death toll to at least 24. The latest death occurred 3 days after a crash on June 8th of 2018 in the Phoenix suburb of Buckeye, Arizona, according to a statement released yesterday by Honda, which made the car involved in the crash. The driver, who was not identified, was hit by a shrapnel from the airbag when a 2002 Honda Civic crashed at an intersection at 8:33 p.m. The death occurred at a hospital on June 11th, 2018, according to the company. More than 200 people have also been hurt by the inflators, which have caused the largest series of automotive recalls in U.S. history, involving with as many 70 million inflators to be recalled by the end of next year. about 100 million inflators are to be recalled worldwide. This is why we still say it is so important to get these recalls done if you happen to own one of these vehicles, especially if it's an older vehicle like this 2002 Honda Civic. Those are the one most susceptible in warm climates, and also older vehicles, they are the most susceptible at this time to be in that situation. So once again, if you don't know whether your vehicle is included in a recall, then you should check it out. You want to go to NHTSA.gov, NHTSA.gov, and put in your vehicle information. We'll let you know whether there's any open recalls on those vehicles. Fiat Chrysler's recall of 862,000 gasoline-fueled vehicles could spur additional demand for the palladium market that's already reeling from shortages. Replacing the catalytic converters in these vehicles would require an additional 77,000 ounces of palladium. Sales and marketing manager Miguel Perez Santella stated that prices of the metal that's used to curb greenhouse gas emissions from vehicles has been climbing to records this year as producers struggle to keep up with demand. According to Maxwell Gold, director of investment strategy at Aberdeen Standard Investments, which oversees the $736 billion inventory, this eventually will be a bit of a supply shock. Overall, this does paint a very positive picture of just growing emission standards globally, particularly in the U.S. palladium for gasoline engines. Well, the good news is they will be able to remove the palladium from the ones that are being replaced and reuse them again. Overall, this does paint the production of the precious metal will trail consumption by 545,000 ounces this year, according to Citigroup. Newer and stricter regulations to curb emissions in gasoline vehicles have been forcing automakers to boost their purchases of palladium, fueling the surge in demand even amid a slowdown in car sales in China, Europe, and the U.S. I'm Dave Serio. Who do we have on the line here?
Carol.
Hi, Carol.
From Kemar, Maryland.
Hey, Carol. Good to talk to you, sir. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I have a 2006 F-150.
Okay.
Steering just seems to get tight in it sometimes. Now, I have the shaft with the universal joints on going down to the rack.
Okay.
Pinion. Is pretty rusty. I have sprayed that with lubricant and kind of exercise it back and forth. It's okay for maybe 3-4 weeks. And I've done that now on and off for probably 6 months.
Then it's going to need to be replaced.
Okay.
Yep, but, that is the problem, yes.
Yeah, and but here's another thing.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes the steering, you have to use more effort to take it off of the straight ahead position if you're making a slight turn. Other days, it's just as smooth as can be.
Have you noticed this in any particular direction, either right or left, or is it both?
It's both.
Okay. Well, it could be a pump that's starting to get a little weak, but also that particular problem that you're having with the joint could develop that, and also ball joints can do that also.
Okay.
If ball joints start to bind up, you can get that same kind of feel. I can't tell you how many times over the years I've seen power steering pumps replaced unnecessarily when a ball joint has developed a problem. So that's what needs to be looked at and addressed. That steering joint, which we used to call years ago the rag joint, and also the ball joints. Take a look at those. Ball joints can be lubricated also in most cases. And if that, try that and see if it cures it. If it does, then you know that you've got a, you know, related to that problem.
Okay. Thank you much.
My pleasure, Carol. Those are the things to check. The steering joint between the steering assembly and also the rack. And then also your both lower and upper ball joints.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and because, again, power steering pumps will sometimes give that kind of effect. So it could be a pump. But again, a lot of times pumps are replaced, and unfortunately, a situation happens that it doesn't take care of the problem. And that is a very expensive problem when you go for a power steering pump and find out didn't get lucky on that one. That's for sure. Fiat Chrysler Automobiles Thursday says it will lay off 1,500 workers at its Windsor assembly plant in Ontario. The automaker is cutting its third shift at the facility that produces Chrysler Pacifica minivans to better align production with global demand. Labor union Unifor Local 444 President Dave Cassidy said the automaker informed the union of the layoffs hours earlier at 2 p.m. Thursday. He demanded a meeting immediately with FCA CEO Mike Manley. According to him, of course, people's lives, 1,500 direct families depend on us, and we're going to do everything possible to make sure we maintain three shifts. Everyone knows our product in Windsor is number one, and if you want to build it right, you want to build it in Windsor. FCA said it will offer retirement packages to eligible employees and make efforts to place indefinitely laid off hourly employees in open full-time positions as they become available based on seniority. The automaker is required by its contract with the union to give a six-month notice of permanent reductions. The plant went from two shifts to three shifts in 1993. Cassidy said the decision is based on softening demand for the Pacifica. U.S. sales of the minivan dropped 32% year over year in February. That's the SUV has taken over the market. The crossovers and SUVs, sedans, minivans are definitely on the decline. The cutbacks in Windsor comes as the automaker confirmed in February that it would revive a previously idled engine plant on Detroit's east side at part of a $4.5 billion investment in five Michigan plants. The actions would create about 6,500 new jobs in Metro Detroit. Thursday's news follows reports on Wednesday that FCA would idle its plants in Windsor and Brampton, Ontario, for the first 2 weeks of April to align production with demand. It would be the third time in 2019 that the automaker stopped production in Windsor. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. Have yourself a great week. We look forward to talking to you again next Saturday morning right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Every Saturday from 10 to 11, we're here with You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930. Have a blessed day. Thanks for listening.